WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Labor Day's come and gone, but big-time summer heat, that is still here in much of the country. Lots of triple-digit feels-likes, with some big city school systems scrambling to cool kids or let them stay home with the AC.
In Austin, we'll probably get to 107 tomorrow. Same thing for Waco and College Station. So a whole lot of records being broken. By the time you get into Saturday, we begin to cool things down, but we're still breaking records in the West and Southwest all the way into Sunday.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson. It is far out in the Atlantic and not expected to hit U.S. land, but Hurricane Lee is now a Category 5 storm with winds of 160 miles an hour. That could mean dangerous beach conditions on the East Coast in a couple of days and on Caribbean islands before then.
Large swells likely to reach the Lesser Antilles, the Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico through the weekend.
National Hurricane Center spokeswoman Maria Torres. A new study leads AAA to strongly recommend keeping kids under 10 in restraints while in cars.
Child restraints do save lives. They reduced fatalities by 71% for infants younger than 1 year of age and by 54% for children 1 to 4.
Correspondent Chris Van Cleve. She is a Utah mother of six, something of a YouTube influencer on parenting advice. Now Ruby Frankie is scheduled to be in court to answer charges that she and a colleague abused and starved her children. They are charged with six felony counts of aggravated child abuse. A new Justice Department report concludes New Jersey failed its veterans during the COVID-19 pandemic. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The scathing report outlines failures at VA facilities in Menlo Park and in Paramus. They include poor communication and staff incompetence that allowed the virus to spread virtually unchecked.
With thousands being bused from the southern border to big cities thousands of miles away, New York City schools have opened classrooms to nearly 20,000 new kids with parents seeking asylum.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams sounded off on the flow of migrants to NYC.
Started with a madman down in Texas, decided he wanted to bus people up to New York City.
Without federal dollars to help, the mayor says there is no space or money to house them.
Correspondent Omar Villafranca, a one-time TV sitcom star, now faces 30 years to life in prison in a decades-old rape case involving two then-fellow members of the Church of Scientology.
It took two decades for Danny Masterson to be found guilty of rape. The actor, best known for his role in That 70s Show, had been convicted in May of raping two women back in 2003. A jury deadlocked on a third count.
Correspondent Carter Evans in L.A., and this is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Baugh.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over.
then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.